You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Pleased to welcome back Marie State's director of the Center International, Dr. Therese St. Paul. Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Well, this week, it's a movie from Belgium from 2018 called This Is Our Land. And just reading the synopsis of it, it sounds like a very timely film that although it is fiction, it's based on very real events, correct?
Yes, you can say that. And first, I must say that the director, Lucas Bellevaux, is Belgian, but he lives in France. So it's basically a French-Belgian drama. It takes place in France. So, yes, it's actually, in many ways, replicating in fiction a very real situation that involves the dangers of populism and how easy discourse of nationalist parties are actually trying to gain votes in areas where they normally are not very present, such as in areas like the northwest of France, traditionally working class, steel workers, miners, that traditionally vote left. They vote for socialism, they vote for social programs. They've done that since Germinal, you know, Emile Zola. So they're trying to gain votes by their easy discourse that eventually, that always foster intolerance and hate. And this is something that I think Lucas Bellevaux tackled head on. And of course, when the movie came out, which is about 2017, it says 18 some places, but it was just at the time where these discussions were hot before elections. And of course, the representatives of what is a very real Front National, a national front, headed by Marine Le Pen, who is in France the daughter of the founder of the party, Jean-Marie Le Pen, who was a well-known fascist pro-Nazi, you know, when they really reacted, they saw that they were being targeted. So they didn't like the movie.
Well, I want to ask how this movie works two ways. First of all, as a commentary on some very real-life events, and secondly, just as a film, as a thriller. So let's start with the first. As a commentary on what's happening in the world today, does it work?
I think the movie does a very good job to show how rhetoric, discourse can really seduce people. And the story is that of Pauline, who's a nurse, warm-hearted, daughter of a former steel worker, so she's not really political. She's known and loved by all the people she visits in their homes, because in France and Europe, doctors visit homes still. They're basically, they know their people, people trust them, and nurses visit home. So there's this rapport with the people that she has, and indeed, the movie shows how she's been picked by the group of, it's called the Social Bloc, but really it's the National Front, to head their campaign in the area. And of course, she doesn't realize what she's getting into, because they basically lie to her. They use those easy, you know, these easy lines, the manipulative lines to make her think, oh, it's neither right nor wrong, no, neither right nor left. It's a party that wants to give work to everyone. Things that actually work on people's frustrations are dissatisfactions, you know, people want better lives. And so they hit on these topics, so it makes them okay. And she rolls with that until she wakes up, because she gets involved in their agenda and realizes that it leads to violence.
Is the film exciting and thrilling?
The film is extremely thrilling because you're wondering how this can happen and how is this going to unfold and what's going to happen to her. Of course, when you start having these dissensions, even within your own family, it creates drama.
What's been the composition of the audience in attendance for Cinema International this semester? Is it mostly students with a smattering of community members faculty and staff, or is it what is
it's
the makeup
a big mix.
Generally?
Yeah. Let's say Thursdays are typically student days. The Thursdays in the evening. And now, as I'd like to say, we're back in the theater on both nights, Thursdays and Saturdays. But we also have people who can't make it at the weekend who come on Thursdays from the community. Saturday is a big mix. Community people come quite a lot. We have our fans who also help us with their donations, really nice. And then we also have students, and we also have every time professors from different departments from the university whose specialty is engaged by the movie. And so this week we are going to have professors from political science, from social psychology, talking about manipulative discourse of crowds, demagogy. And so we also have, Professor Paul Walker, who knows about politics. And so I think we'll have an interesting set of discussions there.
Well, we will be taking next week off for the fall break, but it seems like This Is Our Land is a good way to send people into the break. It seems timely, exciting. It should attract fans of all ages.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Therese. We'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Murray State University's Director of the Cinema International Program, Dr. Therese St. Paul.